Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomock. This week, we'll hear about Christmas activities going on in Litchfield and Hillsborough. WSMI's Tim Mize talked with Penny Lynn from Imagine Hillsborough. But first, I talked with Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Don Piesold.
So we have Thanksgiving next week. We have some things starting, is it this weekend? Yeah.
We do. We have the shopping spree registrations. All the little presents in boxes will be set out at sponsors and participating businesses that anyone can sign up for a $100 shopping spree, and we'll be giving out five of those. So the Chamber will be giving out a total of $500, $100 to each winner or each name drawn, and we'll draw five names. So we're excited about that.
All right. So that starts this weekend and runs through December 4th.
Correct.
Which is when kind of all the Christmas stuff starts.
You can register, like I said, at any participating businesses within the next 2 weeks starting Friday. And the five winners will be drawn at 11 o'clock a.m. on December 5th at Hair 51 Salon and Tanning.
All right. And then next weekend, Small Business Saturday.
It's Small Business Saturday. So don't forget to support all your local business owners countywide. Litchfield, of course, but anywhere. Hillsborough, Mount Olive, anywhere where you might reside or you know of a nice little shop you'd like to go into, give them a chance and go out there and see if you can get your shopping list started and find some good, nice, unique deals.
All right. So is there anything special going on for Small Business Saturday, or just kind of like a encouragement to shop local?
Encouragement to shop local. All right. I do know that in Litchfield, and I'm sure in other surrounding towns, that there are several business owners that are offering sales, promotions. Quite a few are planning some good sales and promotions, so that's always nice.
All right.
To check out those deals.
Next Saturday.
Yes.
All right. And then, so December 4th, which would be the next Saturday, so 2 weeks from now,
that weekend.
Starting in on Christmas stuff.
That's right. We're just going to go down the line. The Litchfield Chamber of Commerce has a lot that we're working on, and we're very excited about it. First of all, December 4th at 6 o'clock p.m. is our Lighted Christmas Parade. And that is going to be, the theme is Christmas in Toyland. The lineup is at 5 o'clock at Holy Family Parish. Anybody can register. Anybody can walk in it. We welcome all sorts of participation. Of course, we welcome floats, and we do have several signed up so far, so it should be fun. We are going to pay out $100 to the first place winner, $75 to the second place, and third place will receive $50. So we're very excited about that. And the judges are coming in from out of town. So that's always a good thing that we can get some judges that are from a little distance away. And the winners will be announced at 7:30 p.m. that evening at Short Furniture.
All right. Christmas in Toyland. Sounds like a fun theme.
Yes.
So kind of like Babes in Toyland type, like toys.
Toys, anything to do with children and the toys and
fun things
all around under the tree and that's centered around Christmas. So.
All right. Hopefully people will be
after
creative.
The parade, we have Photos with Santa. That is always a fun time. We get a good turnout. It's a free photo provided by Walgreens. We're very thankful to them for that. And they will be at the Moose Lodge. So after the parade, if anybody, young and old alike, young at heart, I should say, can go get a free photo with Santa. And cookies will be provided by the Women of the Moose. Hot chocolate is provided by UJ's. And treat bags for all the children will be provided by Epsilon Psi Sorority.
All right.
So that's a good time.
Yeah.
During all of this, before the parade starts and after the parade from 5 to 8, also on December 4th, is the Holiday Walk. Several stores will be open this year downtown, and definitely, like Small Business Saturday, we'll be offering sales and promotions, serving refreshments. And also, several businesses within the whole community of Litchfield will be doing the same thing. So go downtown, take part if you can, watch the parade, frequent the stores, see what all they have out for the holidays, and go throughout the town then also if you'd like. So yeah. Hopefully the weather will be good. Awesome.
During Christmas.
It does. And I just saw the City of Litchfield men. They're out there working and putting up the decorations today I was on my way to the radio station. So they're getting ready, too. It's a fun time of year.
Yeah.
During the holiday walk is the train show that we always are happy to have participate. That the Model Railroad open house will have an open house. And that will be sponsored by the Litchfield Train Group and takes place at the Ameriprise Financial Building. So definitely take a peek in there and see what all they've been up to. Yeah. Always a nice selection of trains to watch. And the kids take part in that too. So,
all right. That sounds like fun. I didn't know we had a Litchfield Train Group.
We do. They're very active and they have a lot of fun.
Should check out their train show. All right, so then Saturday morning, and you're trying to convince me to do this.
We'd love to have you join us, Sarah. It's a very good time, and it's the Jingle Bell Jog 5K Run Walk. So you can run it as fast as you can or come out and join us, all of you out there, to have a good walk and work up some good exercise going, and it's a lot of fun to participate. And we get a good turnout, and hopefully, again, we'll have good weather. Yeah. I was surprised a couple years ago. It was so cold and just windy and just miserable. And I thought nobody will show up. And the runners, they are dedicated.
Yep.
And they came, and they ran it, and I was impressed, very impressed. Someday I might run it. Who knows?
All right, you and me.
For right
Nothing
now, I'm working.
Nothing else to get a sweatshirt.
That's right. That's
it's a
right.
Jingle Bell Jog on it.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up, Sarah. For everyone who registers, all of you who register before November 27th, will receive a hooded sweatshirt, and they're red this year, so I'm excited about that. I like red. You can register up all the way up to the race and participate. But to be guaranteed a sweatshirt, you need to register by the 27th of November. It's $30, and that gets you the sweatshirt, gets you into the race, and it's just a really fun time and a good workout, too.
Yeah.
So, but I do want to make sure everybody realizes it's up to you. They can come and walk, too, and we get a lot of walkers. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun run also. We do give out cash prizes to the winners, the fastest overall time, and then the fastest time for the male and for the female.
Okay.
So, and medals will go to different tiers and age groups of the winners.
Right.
Following up after the Jingle Bell Jog on December 5th at 12 o'clock noon is a free Christmas movie courtesy of the West Side Cinema, and they will be playing The Polar Express. So that's free to all who'd like to come and join in on a great Christmas movie, a good classic now.
Yes.
And again, courtesy of West Side Cinema.
Good deal. All right. So I know you have a lot of support that goes into putting stuff like this on. Can you tell us about it?
I do, Sarah, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. As you all know, none of this would be possible without our sponsors. Bank and Trust Company and St. Francis Hospital, I would like to thank them. They are sponsoring the Christmas events and the Jingle Bell Jog. So we are very thankful to both of them. Also, sponsors for the Christmas events is Bathurst Financial Group, Creative Flair, First National Bank of Litchfield, the George Press Incorporated, U-Belt's Bakery and Restaurant, Mindora's Specialty Photography and Salon, and Shoe Sensation. We'd also like to thank Short Furniture, Victory Lane Ford, Walgreens, the Baymont Inn and Suites, Briar Rose, Evergreen Place, Farmers Insurance Simmermaker Agency, Fleming Tawfall and Company, Hair 51 Salon and Tanning, the Holiday Inn Express and Suites, Lincoln Land Community College, Litchfield Community Savings, McKay Napa Auto Parts, Taylorville Community Credit Union in Litchfield, also known as TCCU, and UJ's. So all of these sponsors, we thank them very much and are very grateful for their support.
All right. I hope you have good weather. Not warm, but just enough chili so that it feels like Christmas.
A little bit of snowflakes would be nice.
Just a nice little soft snowfall.
I enjoy the Christmas walk, and I enjoy all of it, but I do hope that goes over. It's a good time to see everyone in the community and have conversation and just get to see what's all out there, all the fun little things, and enjoy and get the Christmas spirit going. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see you, Sarah.
Yes.
And hopefully I'll see you at the Jingle Bell Jog, too.
Maybe.
I'll cheer for you.
All right. All right. Well, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you at the Jingle Bell Jog.
Thank you, Sarah. You too.
We have an opportunity now to catch up with Penny Lynn. Penny is with Imagine Hillsboro and a big event coming up the first weekend of December, How the Grinch Stole Hillsboro. Penny, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me in.
Before we get into the specifics here of your Christmas event coming up, let's talk a little bit about Imagine Hillsboro itself. And this is just yet another local organization that really does great things for the community.
It is. It's a community effort, a total volunteer effort. We have a number of different teams that focus on different aspects of the community. This particular event's being put on by the festivals team. We also have teams working on beautification of downtown and attracting more businesses, bringing more technologically oriented businesses and opportunities to town, working with the schools, what we call our Parks and Recreation Committee that works on outdoor events and activities and trails and that sort of thing. So it's really a diverse group that is trying to make things happen in Hillsboro.
And I guess this is one of those things to where if no one in the community steps up and does it, everyone's just kind of left saying, well, I wish somebody would do it.
That's pretty much it. That's how it came about is a bunch of people who got tired of just saying, well, you know, somebody should do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're trying to make a difference.
And you guys have absolutely made a big difference here. And with your event coming up on December 4th and 5th, How the Grinch Stole Hillsboro.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about it. Sounds awesome.
Well, we're going to be turning Hillsboro into Whoboro for a couple of days. And we've already had Grinch sightings reported. The Grinch is lurking.
But, what about Max?
Oh, well, Max will probably show up somewhere, too. I mean, if the Grinch is there, how could Max possibly
Absolutely.
Be far behind? But on Friday, we'll kick things off starting about 5 o'clock in downtown, around the courthouse and on Main Street. We've got our Christmas parade, lighted parade. That'll take place at 6. A Cindy Lou Who contest. We'll see who can be the best Cindy Lou. We've got dance performances, the Fusion Dance Center. We've got musical entertainment. We've got holiday vendors, holiday markets going on. A special pop-up coffee house will take place. And then we'll have the lighting of the tree, the decorating of the tree. We've got a bunch of the kids from Beckemeyer are going to come out and do the decorating. Then we'll have our lighting ceremony, more music. Lots of things going on.
What type of work is going to be involved in the actual transformation of the town? I would imagine there's a lot of different props and different things that have to be set up for this.
Yes, we're working on that. We're going to have just all sorts of decorations all over town. And that's still kind of a work in progress because we've got a lot of people working on this and really pulling a lot of things together.
Now, this will be Friday, December 4th and Saturday, December 5th, and I would imagine that you would encourage people to come out to both days.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Saturday, we've got Santa making an appearance. We'll have breakfast with Santa. We've got lots of kids' activities. Roy the Camel will be there. I understand he likes baby carrots.
There you go.
And we'll have two free showings at 11 o'clock and 1 p.m. at the Orpheum of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, of course. Then on Friday night, everybody will get to meet the Grinch. He'll be signing copies of his book, and there'll be photo opportunities. So it'll really be a lot of fun. It'll be fun for all ages.
Now, perhaps this isn't something you want to disclose, and if it is not, by all means, just say no. Who is the Grinch, and what was the process for the selection of the Grinch?
Well, there are Grinches. Ooh, okay. Right now. We have multiple Grinches, and they will be unveiled Friday night. Their identity will remain a mystery until then. You know how the Grinch is. You know, he lurks and he hides and he's sneaky.
Very excited. And you're going to have live music as well.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're going to have, we're going to have Jason McElroy is going to be playing both days. And we're going to have the Hillsborough Junior High Chorus is going to be singing. We're also going to have a flash mob. We're going to have dancers performing to "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." That's going to happen Friday night. So it'll be exciting. Everybody should come.
And I guess then coming up on Saturday, you mentioned the free showing at the Orpheum. And anytime you can see a movie at the Orpheum, it's going to be an awesome experience. But I can only imagine it's going to be even ratcheted up a few degrees.
Oh, yes. They always pull out all the stops at the Orpheum, and I'm sure this will be no exception.
We're talking with Penny Lynn here from Imagine Hillsborough about their next event coming up on December 4th and 5th, How the Grinch Stole Hillsborough. And Penny, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like the people to know about either this event or Imagine Hillsborough as a whole?
Well, certainly for this event, everybody just needs to come. It's going to be great. And for Imagine Hillsborough, check out our Facebook page because we've got lots more information about everything that we're doing. And we're always looking for more people to sign up and volunteer. So it's an exciting time to be part of what's going on in Hillsborough.
So Facebook is the best way if people are interested in becoming a part of Imagine Hillsborough. Facebook,
that's a good source of information about the different teams and what we're doing, and some contact information too. You know, you can always leave a post, leave a message on our Facebook page, and we'll get back to you more information about and to answer all your questions about what we're doing.
All right. Sounds awesome. How the Grinch Stole Hillsborough. It'll be December 4th and 5th. What did you say? Hillsborough?
Hillsborough.
That was Penny Lynn with Imagine Hillsborough. For WSMI, I'm Tim Mize.